This is the story of Christmas. Emmanuel, God with us. The joyous, wonderful promise of good news announced by the angels the night our Savior's birth. The night more than 2,000 Decembers removed from the dawning of the Christmas story, we can only begin to imagine what it was like to experience the events of that holy night. Scripture tells us that angelic voices announced His coming, filling the skies with praise. It was to an ordinary band of shepherds watching their flocks on the hillsides outside of Bethlehem that an angel of the Lord delivered this timeless message of hope. "Fear not," the angel said to them. "I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." Thus begins the story of His blessed birth. In those days, the little town of Bethlehem was bursting at the seams with people arriving in response to Caesar's decree that everyone should return to their place of birth to be counted for the census. In the midst of the hustle and bustle, Mary and Joseph arrived, she heavy with child, they with no place to lay their weary heads, no room, no comfortable bed or silky soft linens, no sweet aromas to convey a message of hospitality and warm welcome. Instead, they settled in a cold stable, filled with the pungent odors of livestock. There is filthy straw strewn across the dirt floor, frail and dirty, surrounded by sheep and cattle, the babe is born. The world made flesh to dwell among us into this humble, unlikely place. The King of Kings has come. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Came upon a midnight clear, and glorious
Christmas is a story about love. The love of a young couple on a remarkably miraculous one-of-a-kind journey. The love of a mother for her newborn son. Shepherds expressing their love for the Savior in response to the universal invitation to come, let us adore Him. Christmas is, above all, about the undeniable, indescribably perfect love of God. He left the splendor of heaven to enter this imperfect earthly realm, offering the priceless gift of His love. He pursued us with a love fierce and relentless, unimaginably tender and kind. God moved closer to us so that we might draw near to Him. Tonight, we celebrate the name of Jesus. There is power in His name, healing and salvation in His name. In his name we find our Redeemer, our Savior, and Lord. His name is Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Emmanuel, God with us. In the busyness, noise, and celebration of Christmas, will we find room for Jesus? Christmas is more than a time of celebration. This Christmas, may we take time to prepare our hearts for Him. Rejoice, Christ is born. With great joy, we sing the good news of His glorious birth.